And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Indeed. Hello, everybody out there. Out on the highways and byways and sitting at home, are you feeling hassled? Do you have your Christmas cards all sent? How about the packages? Are they all wrapped? Mine aren't. So, because it is kind of stressful time of the year, I want to start the program out with this little thought. This is a brand new, precious day. It has never been here before, and it will never be here again. Be sure to give it your best. And if you think about giving things your best, don't let that stress you. Let that be a reliever. The other thing that's important for me to share with you right away is we have two wonderful guests. Our first guest will be Detective Jeff Pizza. What's your title other than Detective Jeff?
Just Detective. I'm a detective assigned to Pant right now.
All right, to Pant. That's yes. What I wanted to come out. And guess what, folks? I have Mayor-elect Tel Balguda.
Yes, ma'am. I cannot tell you how excited I am. I might be even more excited than you right now to be here.
Well, that's important because this is fun to do, and you will get to make it yours. I was told right away by Link, Laura, you do things different than everybody else. And they give you the joy and the leeway to do that.
And that's great because no way will I be able to compare to what you do. I assure you of that, but I'm gonna try.
Well, we don't compare. We just be ourselves, and we enjoy being ourselves. When we're trying to compete with someone else and we aren't ourselves, aren't we kind of fake?
That's usually how it is. You always, like you said, you always have to just compare yourself to yourself.
Yeah, compare yourself to yourself. You know, I've lived a lot longer than all the rest of the people around me. And so I've learned a lot of hard life lessons. And the thing that I've learned that's been so valuable to me, you don't let anything or anyone get you down. Now, if by a chance you have a weak moment and you get down, ask your best friend to kick you back up. I've got about five of them that do that for me. Do any of you have any best friends that will pick you up?
Oh, of course. Of course. Got to have best friends to pick you up, even a wife to pick you up when you need it to.
There you go. Well, I'm the oldest in my family, and I have three brothers. And let me tell you, those boys have kept me on my toes my entire life. And, of course, I'm a great-grandmother now.
Wow, oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations, Laura.
Well, I'm going to really tell on myself, and you can start counting. My oldest great-grandchild is a girl. She just turned 18. Think about that.
Wow. Look at you.
And my youngest great-grandchildren are twins, and they just turned 4.
Oh, wow. I know what the twin life is all about.
Yes, you do.
We've talked about that before. So
I know. And I miss them. They're up in Upper State, New York. But being the top tier of 4 generations gets emotional.
Oh, I'm sure.
It gets scary, but it's really fun. Lots of fun. So the reason I'm bringing that up is the generations are going to be gathering together in homes and hotels. Some people even go camping for Christmas, depending on what part of the world they live in. And I just want to make sure that you all remember how precious every moment with each of those you love. But don't forget to love yourself. Okay, I am done preaching. Are we about ready to go out, Miss Link? Well, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, at K2NA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at K2NA.com. You better believe what we said.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
I am Laura Lee Nye, and I'm so glad to be back. And if you turned your radios off, I'll find you. Because we're going to turn our mics over to our detective right now. And we all know we're very concerned about drugs, we're concerned about opioids, we're concerned about all kinds of things. And I should reveal that I've been a member of MAT Force before we were MAT Force.
Wow.
So I've worked
Thank you.
Long and hard. And it's very, very disappointing that we're at the place we are now. Just exactly what has happened to us in our community? Talk to us, Detective.
I think it's a lot of things that have happened to us as a community, and a lot of it is the generation changes are a big part of it.
Okay, let me stop you. Generations changing. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I couldn't tell you. I will tell you this. I'm in my 40s, and it was my generation that I try to blame for it and say we forgot how to parent our kids.
Thank you.
We had that disconnect from how our mom and dad raised us, and we decided we could do it better. And tried different things that have not worked.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in law enforcement for 19 and a half years, and I've seen a lot of changes in the family. And I think today's fentanyl crisis, today's opioid crisis, I know everybody's focusing on fentanyl. It's not just fentanyl that's
no.
the issue. We have, as a society, have allowed drug use, specifically prescription drug use, to become socially acceptable. And that therein lies the problem. It's okay. They were just they thought they were taking a Percocet and it was laced with fentanyl, or they thought they were taking an Oxycontin and it was fentanyl instead. There isn't a thought. They shouldn't be taking that in the first place. If
they hadn't been living their lives at risk, they wouldn't have ever had that fatal pill in their hand to swallow.
Exactly. And to me, that comes, it's a lot of things. It's pressure in society, in the high schools, in the teenage years. Mm-hmm. It's parents, not being there for their kids.
Amen to that statement.
I remember my parents were in my business all the time. I hated it and did not like it, but it's a good thing. And I think my generation has lost that as a parent and has passed it on. Our parents today, I know it's hard. A lot of them work two jobs. Both parents are working in the household. They're not always there for their kids. But you got to be in your kids' business. You got to know what they're doing. When they're going out on the weekend, who are they going with? Where are they going to be? You have to be that nosy parent.
I so appreciate you making that statement. Did you all hear it out there? You have to know what's happening in your children's life. And the only way you can do that is to be on target, be nosy, as the detective said. And I'll share something with you. I was sharing before we went on air. I'm the top tier of four generations. Just recently, I had a grandson in medical school say to me, I asked him, why are you pushing yourself so hard? Do you know why? He said, because I don't want to disappoint my mom, and I don't want to disappoint you. That's what we're talking about, parenting, that tight connection.
Exactly. And so when you don't have that, your child falls out to the pressure that's out there in society, whether that's classmates, schoolmates. They're trying to be the popular person today with social media, with the bullying on social media, with Facebook and Snapchat, Instagram. It pushes a lot of children or our young teens to start abusing drugs. And the latest craze is the prescription drug abuse. And my personal opinion is our teens are thinking that it's not bad because it's prescription medication.
It's legal, so
yes.
How can it be a problem?
A doctor gives it to us. Mm-hmm. And what they need to understand is when you take something like that outside of the prescription in a purpose to get high, and that's your sole purpose of using the medication mm-hmm. to get high, you're a drug user. It's no different than sticking a needle in your arm and injecting heroin. It's the exact same thing.
One of the jobs I had that was one of the most painful things, I worked in some part of the medical field the majority of my life, and I co-managed an outpatient chemical dependency program. I saw tragedy heaped upon tragedy, and it's doctors, and it's lawyers, and it's teens, and it's moms, and it's your best friend. And why is it worse now than it was for me when I was working in that clinic?
I think we go back to the fact that a lot of it has become socially acceptable. You look at other states who have legalized certain drugs in their states, certain amounts of their drugs in their states, from marijuana to other drugs. We're trying to change the tide that drug use is okay. And when you legalize, in my opinion, one thing, such as marijuana, and you say it's okay, people are going to automatically assume everything else is okay.
Right.
And now we're in a crisis where, because of previous over prescribing of opioid drugs, your Oxycontins, your Percocets by doctors, and the availability of them to the public, our FDA, our government, our doctors, our nurses, they've cracked down on that, so they're harder to get. So now that's where fentanyl's coming into play.
I want to share something really quick. I shared before we on air that I've been involved with Matt Force from its inception. We had a really hard time getting the physicians on board. I personally had an experience where I had knee surgery, and they weren't going to let me out of the hospital until they gave me additional drugs. Mm-hmm. You would not believe what I had to sign to walk out of that hospital without them. Mm-hmm. That has become a serious part of our problem, but the physicians and dentists are beginning to be on board with us. Is that a fact?
That is a fact. They're starting to get on board with it, and it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. It's harder for people to get their prescription medication now if they run out too early. Mm-hmm. Because they're abusing it, they can't get more. And then, like I said, that's where the fentanyl crisis is coming in, because they're going down to places in Phoenix and they're buying pills that I think are Percocets or Oxys, but they're pressed fentanyl. They're coming from China originally is where the powder comes from. It goes to Mexico where they're pressed into pills and they're brought across the border.
I want to compliment the pharmacists, especially here in Yavapai County. Excuse me. They were the first ones to join MacForce and help us. And they started checking when patients would come in. And what a difference that made. Because we all know people who are not thinking clearly or thin thinking, they just shop around for drugs. So if we don't have the help of the pharmacist and we don't have the physician involved, we've lost a major piece to solve this and save lives and improve the quality of lives.
That's true. That's true. And I will tell you this, me and my coworkers in Pant, we've always been dedicated to ridding drugs out of our communities. You know, we want a message to go out to the people that are out there. If you're dealing drugs, we're going to find you if we don't already know about you. We're going to arrest you and we're going to put you in jail. And then the courier is going to put you in the newspaper.
And then we're going to talk about you on air.
So,
well, we're closing out 1 minute real quick.
I would just have to say, parents, get involved in your kids' lives. If you don't want to bury your child, you need to be involved in your child's life. You got to know what's going on. And to the youth out there today, you need to understand that taking that is a bad thing.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And you better believe it.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott. What's that? Pet food deliveries? This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at prescottdirt.com.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm really excited to sit down with our Mayor-elect Pell Balguda. Well, that's not a very good start. But what I want to do is I'm going to grill him.
Uh-oh.
Not really. Not really. We're just going to have conversation because I want to throw out some facts that you citizens may not know about Prescott Valley. And I want our mayor-elect to be excited, which I already know he is. But I want him to be inspired, which if he isn't, he will be. Because we are very fortunate in Prescott Valley. We have very solid financial structure. And let me tell you a little bit about that. You probably know this, Mayor-elect, but this last budget year, we paid off over $2 million worth of bonds.
Yeah, absolutely.
You aren't going to have to deal with that.
I mean, that is a big thank you on my side. Yeah. I assure you of that.
Right. And we're guessing at our population right now. I think I'm going to be surprised when the census comes around if it isn't at least 45,000 and maybe 46, because we can't build houses fast enough right now.
Absolutely. I agree with you on being surprised. You just drive around or you see what our previous census was, and even on a conservative side, we're going to be pushing that 45,000, 46,000.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're 44,466 right now. So
that's a good number.
It's a good number.
It's a big number.
Right. And our median household income right now is $46,638. And it's projected, and we're so close to the end, that we're going to build 545 new houses.
That's a lot of rooftops.
For the fiscal year.
No, that's a lot of rooftops right there. You think about 545
right.
houses. You think, where are we going to put them? But, I mean, as you and I both know, there's lots of room, there's lots of planning, and we definitely have a place for them.
Well, one of the most interesting thing about Prescott Valley is that we're the fastest growing community.
Yes.
In Yavapai County, we're the largest community.
Yes.
But Cal, we're also the youngest.
Right. No other community can say that, right? So when everyone else is getting older, we're in our community, we're median age is getting younger. That says a lot about Prescott Valley right there.
It does. I really enjoy when I meet new people that either considering, you know, they're just checking in or they've already committed. You know, why are you here?
Sure.
You know what? There isn't any one answer.
No, absolutely not. There's a plethora of reasons for people to come here, whether it's the climate, whether it's the people, whether it's just the everyday activities that we could have here. So
the one thing that I hear more often, and we hear it in our Citizens Academy that all of our communities hold now, is, I'll put it what one of my friends from out of state says, what do you put in your water? Everyone's so friendly, and the salespeople want to help you.
No,
have you ever run into that?
Oh, let me tell you, you haven't really experienced Prescott Valley until you've gone to a grocery store, and it takes you about, you know, 20, 30 minutes to get in and just get one or two items, because by the time you're going in, you're talking to people, they're stopping
yes.
you, they're asking you different questions, and maybe it's just me for being around for Prescott Valley since 1996, but I'm sure you have that same problem as well.
I do, and let me tell you, one of the most impressive things to family members and friends, and to me myself, the children and the teens say hi. They wave at you. They talk to you. When I travel around, and I love to travel,
sure,
I don't experience that.
It's a unique environment. People, and I tell people all the time that Prescott Valley area, it's almost that hidden gem.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unfortunately, the secret might be getting out.
I know. And, of course, one thing that I enjoy combating is we get people here, and they want to close the door. They want to put roadblocks off.
Right.
And it's really interesting in the town meetings because sometimes we ask, how long have you been here? It's 1 year, 2 years.
Sure.
And they're the ones, they are so happy here. And I think they get anxious that if we grow, that will change.
Right, right. And for the listeners, when you say close the door, you mean they come here and they just don't, they're in the door now and they don't want anyone else to come in. They don't need the population to grow anymore. And we just need to let people know, and hopefully they can understand that just because we get some more rooftops doesn't mean that hometown feel is going to change.
Thank you. And I already knew that about you, but I've served on the council since 2003, and I was on boards and commissions well before that.
Sure.
And so I've watched us grow from 15,000
right.
to where we are now. But we were dedicated and helped make sure we kept that culture.
Right, absolutely.
And our current council and the incoming council and yourself, I'm very confident that you want to continue that effort.
And you're absolutely right, because we don't want to fix what's not broken. So we just want to continue and be able to build on the great foundation that you and the fellow council members and the great Harvey Skoog has been able to do for our community. So by taking all that and building off of that, it's just going to make things even better.
Well, it will. And another good thing for you coming in, and for all of you citizens listening, we just celebrated reaching $22 million in our reserve fund. And I'm so happy that we're going to bring you in, and we're going to have that for you.
No, absolutely. The feeling of knowing that, hey, we are secure financially.
Yes.
Thanks to the strong work of the council and the mayor and the great staff that we have at Prescott Valley.
They've set us up. Couldn't do it without the staff.
Absolutely. They've set us up for success, and we can't ask for anything better.
Well, I'm at the point where I want you to talk to me utilizing your fresh eyes and your own personal goals.
Sure.
What you want to accomplish and what is in your viewfinder for the future of Prescott Valley.
My future viewfinder. I like that. So I tell people all the time that, you know, Prescott Valley, we need to make it that place where you're going to be able to be born, grow up, go to school, fall in love, be able to get a good job, and even retire. You know, we have some kids that go out and go to colleges off in other states or other towns, and that's okay. We want to be able to provide them with that opportunity where they're going to want to come back. And we're going to have to give them that workforce mm-hmm. that's going to be able to help them grow a family. And that's important.
I just totally support all of that. What do you think we'll need to do in addition to what we've already done in an organized manner to hold on to our culture? Because when you grow, things do change.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to grow, and that's normal. Everyone's going to grow.
It's even good.
Whether you grow as a person or grow as a business, grow as a family, growing as a city or a town is not a bad thing. We're just going to have that plans and the steps in place to make sure that our growth is a controlled growth that's going to be able to benefit everyone.
Well, I like the plan that we're going to work really hard on bringing business and industry so our children can educate and come back.
Absolutely, and we have to shine a spotlight on Prescott Valley. That's what it's all about, mm-hmm. is be able to let people know, let businesses and companies know what the Prescott and Prescott Valley area has to offer. And it starts a little bit with the Prescott Municipal Airport that we have. That right there is a gem, and as long as that continues to grow and we can continue to support it, that's going to help us attract bigger and better industry, light tech, jobs that are going to be paying above minimum wage.
You know what? We won't go into it because we're close to a break, but we're going after it. I think people would be surprised at the diversity businesses are here right now.
Sure.
And we can talk about that. Do you have even one particular goal or idea you'd like to throw out now for the citizens to think about? That's your vision.
All right, we're going to talk about one thing. We're going to touch a little deeper on it a little bit later, but I've mentioned before, and I think you've heard me say it, about Prescott Valley having a sister city. And a sister city brings some arts, and it brings a sample of culture to our community that we would not normally have. And by involving our community, our businesses, as well as our schools. I think it's something that we can really grow off of and really develop.
I'm really excited about that because when I first lived here, we didn't have an official sister city, but we had an unofficial
sister
city, and I was so sad when that program went away.
Absolutely. So I hopefully with the help of our staff and our council, we'll be able to come up with a good plan. And who knows, the listeners out there, if they have ideas of who our sister city should be sure to send those in to us. We'd love to hear what they think.
I second that. Talk to us. We want to give the opportunity for this to be inclusive. Well, for right now, you're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. I promise you.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Hey, Dad. I wanted to remind you that the holidays are close, real close. And Mom and I don't need wool socks again. At Helzberg, you can get jewelry for Mom and get a free Nintendo Switch system for me. Two gifts in one trip. I'm not saying you're a last-minute shopper, but I'm not saying that either.
Get gifts that get gifts at Helzberg Diamonds, like a free Nintendo Switch system when you spend $1,199 or more. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company. Limited time offer, while supplies last. See online or in-store for details. Games sold separately.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the New York Islanders live Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQNA.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police continue the investigation into Monday night's deadly officer-involved shooting. Sergeant Mercedes Fortune says police were acting on a domestic violence call. A woman driving her boyfriend at 35th Avenue and Camelback Road called for help, saying he was assaulting her and damaging her car. After the woman pulled over, he got out of the car.
She fled in her vehicle. She drove away, and at some point she heard two shots. She did provide that information along with a description of the suspect.
Fortune says he ignored commands to drop the weapon, and as he continued threatening people, officers shot and killed him. He died at the scene. No one else was hurt. This evening, the Dewey Humboldt Town Council will transition into 2019.
During the council meeting at 6:30 tonight, presentations will be made to outgoing members Jack Hamilton and Doug Treadaway, whose terms end at the end of the year. Once the oath of office is administered to the new and returning council members, they will discuss appointments on various organizations. A new vice mayor will be appointed. The Dewey Humboldt Town Council meeting will be held at Town Hall on Highway 69. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes host the New York Islanders at 7 o'clock on KQNA. Sunny and pleasantly cool, chilling late tonight to about 31 with clear skies in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then warming to the sunny low 60s tomorrow through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear down to around 34 after bedtime. Sunny and dry, highs around 70 tomorrow and Thursday, up to 67 Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQNA.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Welcome back, all you travelers and listeners out there. I'm going to turn the microphone right over to our Mayor-elect, Tel Palguna.
Great.
And talk to me a little bit about your desires and visions and hopes that you'll be able to be part of.
Sure. So we talked a little bit about how great Prescott Valley is and why people are coming here. And one of the things is we need to give them some more reasons to come here, some more reasons that are free, some things that people can come out of their house, put down the video games, get the kids out of the house, and go to an event or a concert or a festival and just walk around and enjoy what Prescott Valley has.
Do you remember the World Art Festival that we had forever ago when we had funds?
I do remember
that.
That's
what you're talking about.
No, absolutely. Those are the types of events. One of the most recent ones we've had is a kind of a Prescott Valley version of Comic-Con over at the Prescott Valley Library.
Woohoo!
Which Fandomania was called. And how amazing was that? It was put on by Prescott Valley staff. They came up with the idea, generated it,
the
advertised
library
it.
Staff.
The library staff.
Library. Let's give them their due.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Casey Van Haren over there, the library director, amazing with what she's seeing and her direction that she wants to take the library.
I'm so excited to help Casey realize some of her vision.
Absolutely. She definitely has the future of Prescott Valley in mind.
She does indeed.
Because the library, and we've talked about this, the library is more than just books. It's a meeting place for people and their families. And hopefully your listeners know now that the library is open on a test pilot program.
I know, and it's busy every Sunday, I hear.
So now, yes, we're open on Sundays for only 4 hours, but for the last 4 weeks, we've only done it. We're going on our fifth week. Mm-hmm. We've averaged about approximately 250 people.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
I know.
And in only 4 hours, that's pretty impressive. So those moms and dads who work two jobs and maybe only have their Sundays off together with a family are able to experience our library.
Well, I want to thank you, Kel, for going and have that conversation with Casey, because he had a better plan than I did. I was going to wait until the budget reached.
Sure.
And I think you did a better job than what my plan was. So congratulations.
That was certainly something during my campaign. I definitely felt it was a need. And where it came from, Laura, was I was speaking to a woman. She told me, hey, I work two jobs. Because rents are a little high. Mm-hmm. She's trying to work two jobs. Her husband works. And she has a son who loves to read. And she said, hey, he always tries to get me to go to the library. And we can't do it. And it really tugged on my heartstrings.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely.
And to deprive a child who wants to read of that opportunity, I just thought, you know what, we could do better. And I know you were a big proponent of it, trying to get it going. And
I know.
For years,
I could not get heard.
So, and you know what? It doesn't matter how.
That's why I want to compliment you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. So hopefully, according to Casey, she believes attendance is going to increase after we get past the holidays.
Right.
So
right.
It's going to be good. It's going to be exciting. So.
Well, I had some naysayers to me. Well, the new will wear off about the third week. You'll be sorry you did that. So I went in there, and they were wrong.
they were certainly wrong. I mean, we peaked out one day in 4 hours over 450 people.
That's incredible.
In one Sunday. And like I said, we've had some holidays, you know, the Sunday after mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. We've had some holidays where it's not normally a high library day or a high library weekend. So after the new year, we'll see how things get going.
I also want to say, doesn't this speak well of our members of our community, that they understand the value of what the library offers them?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, the library is more than just books. And you can judge a community or a town or a city by the services that they can provide. And that's why it was so important to open the library on
Absolutely.
A Sunday.
Absolutely.
So that's good. And I'm just so excited. And every time I see Casey, I'm just so excited that it's going well.
Well, the smile on her face just gets bigger.
Absolutely. So
talk to me a little bit about how you feel about arts and culture in Prescott Valley.
Sure. Arts and culture can mean so many things to so many different people. And I mentioned a little bit about the sister city. And that right there opens up our culture.
Right.
Just by involving schools and involving students and our community. And just think about it. We pick a sister city maybe in Europe somewhere, in Germany, or maybe France. And we get to bring that day to Prescott Valley. And we get to have all the community experience what it's like to be, you know, a festival in France or a German theme festival.
Well, I'm very prejudiced, and I'm just going to say this right out. Since we already enjoy Prescott having a sister city in Germany,
sure,
let's bring a different culture.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's why we open it up to the community. I would love to hear what people have to yeah. say and what they think.
Well, I want to share a couple of things with you. I'm deeply involved with the arts, and when I first moved here, when I moved here full-time in 99,
okay.
we had one sculpture.
Sure.
And I just choked. I couldn't stand that.
Right.
So the very first commission I served on was arts and culture. But I want to read this to you, Kel, and see how it strikes you. Regarding the arts, the life of the arts is very close to the center of a nation's purpose and is a test of the quality of a nation's civilizations. John F. Kennedy said that. And then I want to tell you one more just off the top of my head. World War II, England, it's all of us of my age now, they close to being destroyed.
Sure.
They were being bombed, and, you know, it was horrible.
Right.
And so they went to Churchill and asked him to turn over all the arts money for the war effort. And I will never forget what Winston Churchill said. No,
No.
Then why would we be fighting this fight?
Absolutely. That means a lot right
there. That stuck in me. I've remembered that. And I was just a little girl when I first heard
sure.
that.
Sure. So think about that. They're basing their entire country off of the arts and activities that they have. And that was a reason for them to live. So, again, it gives Prescott Valley a reason. One thing Prescott Valley doesn't have is we don't really have a museum.
Well, it's sure on the want list.
It certainly is. And I think it's something that we can certainly build off of. We're not going to get the Natural History Museum that they have in New York here in Prescott Valley, but we could certainly work and start somewhere.
Well, I, of course, have a vision for what we call our mansion, you know, down at Fame Park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful museum?
Great. And what
when it becomes ours.
Sure. And what could we start off with on that? We could start off with the history of just cattle.
And mining.
And mining. That's somewhere to start right there. Yeah. And have a whole little area right there to help remember what it was like in Prescott Valley before.
Well, I've had a grand vision for a long time, and due to the downturn of the economy, I haven't pushed it. But I would love a wonderful combination of a community gathering room / museum.
Right. And that's something that's...
Do a double purpose.
Why not, right? And why not have that... We have to offer that. We have the children. They need to be showing what we had as a history here. And that's so important.
And I know one of the things that you're hoping we can accomplish is we'll call it an indoor swimming pool. Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah. So the splash pad, is it? Well, you're talking about the splash pad?
No.
No. Then I'm missing it here, Laura. What are we talking about?
I'm going to leave him on the hook a little bit and tease him a little bit.
Were you thinking maybe like a YMCA?
There you go.
There we
you
go.
Got
of course,
there.
We...
You got there.
No, there's a lot going around in my head, let me tell you, on ideas.
I know.
And YMCA is certainly something that we have a Boys and Girls Club, which is great. They've got the expansion going on.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch that happen.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be incredible.
Kel, you do know how hard we've worked to get a YMCA.
No, it is certainly a challenge.
And we really thought we had succeeded it for all of you listeners out there. And we were setting aside funds because there was a period of time when Yavapai College was going to sell the property where they are here in
right.
Prescott Valley.
Correct.
And that's where our YMCA was going to be.
Yeah, it would have been a great
And
location.
We had already planned to set aside that money. Well, we still would do that, except they decide not to sell.
Sure. So with that being said, then we're just going to have to go to Plan B and maybe Plan
yes.
C and then Plan
we,
D.
We need to develop additional plans. You're right on target.
Because we can live in a universe where Boys and Girls Club and a YMCA, mm-hmm. they coexist, and everyone can benefit from it because a YMCA brings us great value.
It's literally... a plan that fell apart through no fault of us that
sure.
we could control.
Absolutely.
But that didn't lessen the need or the desire.
Right. So we're just going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to regroup and then figure out our focus again and go from there. And I'm happy to hear that you are as excited about a while as I am.
I put a lot of hours in a lot of meetings.
Sure.
And we were quietly doing it because we didn't want to get hopes up. And I'm really grateful that we did that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That would have been worse.
No, of course.
What else is missing that you vision?
So we talk about different locations. Obviously, we talk about arts and we talk about entertainment. We bring in festivals and concerts. And whether it's something like a car show where people can just go out, you know, fathers and their sons can walk around and look at cars for free, it still brings people to our community. It still gives them the opportunity to come to Prescott Valley, go spend a day in the restaurants, and come on out.
Okay. You're aware that we've done multiple of those over the years, but you're talking an annual one that's preset with a pre-date with a lot of publicity.
Absolutely.
That's what you're
that's
talking
what we're,
about.
Yeah. No, we certainly have had car shows mm-hmm. for specific events, but we're talking about
but
a car show.
But not a highly organized event.
Absolutely. One that you can count on every come every February or come every April or whatever the month may be, you know in Prescott Valley there's going to be such and such type car show. And that right there is what I'm talking about putting Prescott Valley on the map, where people can know, they hear Prescott Valley, oh, that's the place they have, you know, the Jeep off-road car show or the Corvette car show.
So what do you think about the fact in May we're going to have horse racing back in Prescott Valley?
Oh, how great is that going to be?
I'm so excited.
No, it is exciting. It is a great building and a great piece of property.
Yes.
That it has been long coming to get it taken care of.
It is. But right now, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And I do hope you'll be back.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Events Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is my opportunity to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and speaking of New Year, Prescott Valley is having a big party. We'll have two separate fireworks show. And if you know what I'm talking about, the ruby slipper from our 40th anniversary, we're going to start our bonfire with the ruby slipper. So come on out to the event center. It is my pleasure now to tell you that Mr. Kel Palguda will be taking over this program.
Yes.
As mayor elect. He will be sworn in on the 10th, so in January he will be taking over this show. And Kel, we're going to let you close us out.
Yeah, so Laura, I just want to, first off, thank you for doing what you've done so far and inviting me for this. I'm never going to be able to do what you do, but I'm hoping to be able to do what I do.
You have your own sweat.
So I just want the listeners to know that I'm excited. I'm excited to bring in new guests. I'm excited to hear what they have to say. And if there's a way that they can, if they're out on Facebook, they go look me up on Facebook, go to my mayor-elect Kel Palguta page, like it. Doesn't mean they like me. That's okay. They can at least be able to get a way of getting a hold of me. And they can message me and tell me, hey, it'd be great if we heard about this or if we heard about that or
tell
things we can
talk
about.
Tell if they don't like you, it's a way for you to win them over.
No, that's what I tell people. Hey, just because you like my page doesn't mean you like me now, but I promise you, you'll like me later. So that's the goal there, is to hear what the people have to say and what different topics they want to have. And we'll bring some people on and we'll be able to talk and we'll have some fun. Maybe not as much fun as you've had, but I'll be able to get there. So.
Well, I'm a silly old goose.
So if you were to give me one piece of advice, what would it be?
Enjoy the moment you're in.
Excellent. No, that's terrific. People always ask me how I'm doing. And I tell them I'm just living the dream. Every single day is a new day and a good day. So I just want to, again, I'm looking forward to this. January 10th, I get sworn in. Mm-hmm. And like I tell people, it's been like a little bit of a lead up to this. So I'm excited and I'm ready, and it's going to be great. So thanks again.
Well, we're all looking forward to it.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.